Blog Talk Radio.
Hello learners, hello teachers. Let's talk about how to best help us grow. Welcome to the Michaela Hicks Show.
Hi, I'm Ashley Comparos. Welcome back to my podcast, the Michaela Hicks Show. On this episode, I will be interviewing someone very important to my school, Aurora, and someone who makes sure the school is ready for the students, Mr. Steven, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. I am very thankful that you were able to sit down with me today.
I'm glad that you're having me today.
Now, I have very important questions that I want to ask you. First question, can you tell us a little about yourself and what you do here at Aurora?
Well, a little bit about me is I was born in Memphis, born and raised in Memphis, been here all of my life. I'm the only child, and I've been married for 21 years.
Nice. Why did you choose to work here in the school?
At Aurora, I wanted to make a difference.
What are some of your favorite parts about your job?
Some of my favorite parts are my job is different every day. I like working with my hands, and I like to fix things.
How does a day for Mr. Stevens look like?
Very different. Every day is very different. I probably get here around 6 in the morning. I make sure the school is nice and clean and secure. I make sure everything is ready for the teachers and the students to start their day. And I also make sure that everybody has what they need to have a good day.
Nice. Now we are going to pause for a musical break. And when we return, I have a few more questions for our guest, Mr. Steven.
Michaela Hicks Show.
Welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed our musical break. If you are just tuning in, I am Ashley Campero, and this is the award-winning podcast, the Michaela Hicks Show. And I am interviewing a person who makes sure we have the best school around Mrs. Stevens. Before we talk more about your job at Aurora, I want to ask you some questions about basketball. Who do you think is going to win the NBA championship?
I would have to say the Denver Nuggets.
Nice. Who do you think is the best basketball player of all time?
That's a tough one, Ash. Best basketball player of all time. I'm going to go with my favorite basketball player of all time, Dr. J. You know who he is?
No. Dr. Not J. at all.
He was before Michael Jordan.
Thank you for those awesome answers. Now for the hard questions.
Okay.
Could you share with our listeners, how do you feel you support us scholars to be the very best students we can be?
Well, that's a good question to ask. With me, I show support differently than your normal teachers. Keep in mind, I'm on the operations side of it, of things, as opposed to the leadership side. So I just make sure everything is in working order, everything's where it's supposed to be, and everybody has what they need to succeed.
Nice. What are some things that you do to make this best school around and students can feel prepared to learn?
Prepared to learn. What I do is I make sure everything is comfortable and ready to go each and every day.
Wait, can you share a time? Can you share a time what you made a difference to a student here?
Yes, I can. Last year, we had a young man named Jordan. He was a fifth grader, and he used to be my little helper. So if he did good in the morning time, he could be my helper in the afternoon. Well, he used to help me refill the tissue paper, the paper towel, help me do little smaller things, fix the door stops, and little stuff like that. So it made a difference for him because he was happy to do stuff like that.
Nice. And my last question, if you could have any job in the world, would you choose this one?
I would have to say no.
Ooh.
I wouldn't choose this one, Ashley, because maybe as a part-time job. But I would be a golf instructor.
I can tell by your picture.
There you go. I will be a golf instructor.
Now we are going to play a game called the 5 Second Rule.
Uh-oh.
That's what it was. You will have 5 seconds to give 3 answers to each question. We will start off easy. Name 3 BBQ places and barbecue place in Memphis.
Okay. Easy one. Rendezvous, A&R, and Central Barbecue.
How about Kane? Name three Memphis sports teams.
Okay. It's another easy. How about the Memphis Redbirds baseball team, the Memphis Grizzlies, you know that's a basketball team, and the Memphis Tigers.
Yes. Name 3 things students use.
How about pencil, paper, and erasers?
Colors. Name 3 things students do every day.
Now, that's a tough one. I would say they go to class, they go to lunch, and they go to the bathroom.
Michael. Well, that concludes our show. I want to thank Mrs. Steven again for taking the time to conduct this interview. I also really appreciate your commitment to the students for Aurora.
Thank you, Ashley, for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. To our listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you next year. Adios.
Adios.